The Fibber McGee and Molly Show. Richard Hudnut, makers of enriched cream shampoo and cream rinse, and Carter's Little Liberals present Fibber McGee and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. We'll join Fibber and Molly in just a moment. Here's a dramatized scene in your doctor's office.
You're in excellent health, but a word of caution. There's no need for you to take laxatives regularly.
Is that really true, doctor?
Yes. Five New York doctors now have proved you can break the laxative habit and regain that wonderful feeling that goes with natural regularity. 83% of the cases tested did it. So can you.
That's great, doctor, but how do I do it?
Stop taking whatever you now take. Instead, every night for 1 week, take two Carter's Little Liver Pills. Second week, one each night. Third week, one every other night. Then, nothing. Every day, drink plenty of liquids. Put yourself on schedule.
But how can Carter's help break the laxative habit, doctor?
Because Carter's not only relieve irregularity, they also improve the flow of liver bile that's needed for natural regularity. When worry, overeating, overwork make you irregular temporarily, take Carter's temporarily and don't get the laxative habit. Get Carter's Little Liver Pills, only 43 cents. Break your laxative habit. Restore your natural powers of regularity.
It was Horace Greeley who first said, "Go west, son." And since that day, at the crack of dawn, every morning, the sun has been going west. This morning, we join the sun as its rosy rays peep through the bedroom windows of 79 Wistful Vista.
Hello, dear.
I had a wonderful sleep. Looks like a swell day out. You know something, Molly?
What?
I think this is going to be one of my lucky days. Yes, sir. As the crap shooter said, when he fingered the square dominoes, I can feel it in my bones.
Oh, dear.
My gosh, don't you get it, Molly?
At this hour of the morning? Oh, it ain't funny, McGee.
Oh, come on. Get up, get up, get up. It's a beautiful day. No telling what fabulous good fortune Lady Luck may have in store today, my dear. You don't catch me lolling around in the hay this morning. If I'm going to take advantage of a propitious, auspicious day, a day filled with favorable occurrences, I got to be up and at it.
McGee, those long words sound familiar. Where did I hear them before?
I read them to you last night, off of the fortune I found in that rice cake.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, down at One Gong Bui's Chop Suey Parlor. That's how I knew today was going to be my lucky day. I wonder what's going to happen wonderful today. That was a lovely breakfast, Mrs. McGee.
Thank you, sir.
Eggs as eggs ought to be, with their bright, smiling, sunny sides up. Muffins, the exact right consistency. Prunes with the very latest wrinkles.
You keep right on talking, sweetheart. I'll get the door.
Oh, okay. That's probably a messenger with a suitcase full of $100 bills that I just inherited from some rich uncle that I never even heard of. After what it said in that rice cake from One Gong Bui's last night, I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, it's a letter for you, McGee. Special delivery. Must be something important. The boy made me sign for it in indelible pencil.
A special? Let me see. Oh, what do you know? Gee whiz, I never expected to hear. I mean, not this quick anyhow. Well, but boy, oh boy, didn't I tell you this was my lucky day? Hey, look who it's from.
The Kitchican Ketchup Canning Kitchens.
Incorporated. The world is our tomato. Dear Mr. McGee, we are extremely interested in the device you have perfected, namely, the McGee Jet Ketchup Gun.
What on earth is this?
Says, since Mr. Miggins of our legal department happens to be in the vicinity of Wistful Vista this week, we have forwarded your letter to him and asked him to call on you on his way back to the factory. This should be about March the 5th. Yours sincerely, Elliot Lane, President. Well, Molly, at last. Looks like our ship has come home to roost.
Well, now, let's not count our chickens before they return to the dock.
Huh?
This does sound exciting, though. When did you write to these people? You never told me a thing about it.
Last week. I want it to be a surprise, and it is, to both of us. Look at that, Mr. Miggins of our legal department. Probably wants to draw up a contract with me before anybody else gets to me, see? What do you think is the best deal, a royalty on each gun or just a lump sum?
Well, that depends on the size of the lump.
Royalty's better, I guess, on account of the tax situation. Then again, maybe a lump sum would be capital gain, and I better call a tax man and find out. Give me the phone. Thanks. I'll ask Lloyd Wright. He makes out Doc Gamble's taxes. Hello, operator. Give me Lloyd Wright, the tax man. He's in the building across from Veterans Park. You know, the little park with the Civil War statue, Mert?
Oh, dear.
How's every little thing, Mert? Huh? How's every little thing with me? Oh, just great, Mert. I don't want this kicked around, Mert, but I just struck pay dirt, Mert. You know me. Always alert, Mert. Yeah. It's a new invention of mine. The McGee Jet Ketchup Gun. Instead of pounding the bottom of a ketchup bottle till it all comes out in one spurt, Mert, I put the stuff under pressure into a can which you invert, then squirt without getting any on your skirt or shirt. What say, Mert? Oh, Lloyd don't answer. Well, give me any number. I got business all over town.
Don't you think you'd better wait until the ketchup man comes before you start broadcasting?
Hello? Hello? Who's this? One Gong Bowie's Chop Suey Parlor? Hello, One Gong, old boy. Nice work on that fortune.
To Wistful Vista in a minute.
Hello, I'm your Richard Hudnut beauty advisor. Here's exciting beauty news for you busy women. It's about an amazing shampoo that gives your hair a beautiful egg sheen in just 3 minutes' time. This remarkable beautifier is called Richard Hudnut Enriched Cream Shampoo. It's made with real eggs, powdered in a wonderful cleansing formula that suds right up even in hardest water. Every drop of this Golden Lotion Cream Shampoo is enriched with egg protein. And since hair itself is protein, it naturally benefits from this affinity of protein to protein. It's nature's own way to put a beautiful sheen in your hair. You'll love the way your hair gleams, smooth and shiny as bridal satin. And ladies, nobody's too busy to take a minute more for Richard Hudnut Cream Rinse. It seals in that fine glimmer and gleam, protects it with a fragrant beauty finish. Take my advice and try this quick two-step way to truly beautiful hair. Richard Hudnut Enriched Cream Shampoo and Richard Hudnut Cream Rinse.
Hello, Mr. Hall. Oh, I thought we were cut off. Yeah, but will a 40-foot trailer carry us to Guatemala all right?
Oh, McGee, who wants to go to Guatemala?
Huh?
And besides, our car couldn't drag a 40-foot trailer over a pedestrian, let alone
please,
a...
Please, Molly, I can't hear. You don't have a model on hand with a built-in swimming pool, eh? I'd have to have a pool, of course.
McGee, I've got to talk to you. Tell the man you'll ring him back.
Okay, I'm sorry, Hall. My partner's just called me into an important conference. I'll call you later, Hall.
Now, look, you've got to control yourself.
Awful hard.
Since you picked that phone up an hour ago, you've been pricing Cadillacs, trips around the world, racing stables, yachts, mink coats.
Oh, you don't like mink coats? Okay. For you, chinchilla. I understand a nice chinchilla coat runs around $30,000.
Please. Idle your motor a minute, will you? All this talk about mink and chinchilla is lovely, but aren't you a wee bit premature?
What you mean, premature? I weighed 8 pounds, 6 ounces, as I recall, and my...
No, no. I simply mean this kitschy coup company hasn't bought your ketchup gun yet by long shot. Let's get the money first.
Ah, that's just like a woman, always fretting over petty details. Look, I know you think I'm too enthusiastic, Molly, but this jet ketchup gun of mine can't miss.
Well, I will admit the letter sounds promising.
I've studied the secret of success in this country for years, and I can explain it in two words. Invent something that sells under a buck, which everybody needs, but uses up fast and has to buy a new one.
Those are two pretty long words.
You betcha. Just take all the successful inventions. Cigarettes, breakfast food, toothpaste, soft drink.
Gregory, boy! Hi, daughter. Here's your order.
Thank you, Mr. Oldtimer.
Hey, Johnny. What was in the letter, son?
What letter?
Special delivery letter that my girlfriend Bessie's cousin's nephew brung you this morning at 8:47 Standard Time.
What?
The one with the stamp on it upside down from New York. What was in it?
Sorry, I can't divulge that, old-timer. It's an important scientific secret.
Oh, tell him, McGee. You've already broadcast it all over town.
Well, okay. But keep it under your lid, old-timer. I got an offer this morning from one of the biggest corporations in the country. Ever hear of the Ketchikan Ketchup Canning Kitchens?
It's a household word, Johnny. On everybody's shelf.
Well, the reason I'm keeping this offer mum is on account of because I don't want the bottle interest to get wise to this.
Bottle interest, eh? That reminds me, kid. Whatever become of your Uncle Dennis?
Uncle Dennis? Last I heard, he was working for that Men of Distinction outfit.
Is that so?
Yep, they were paying him a weekly retainer not to be caught with one of their bottles in his hand.
Oh, McGee.
Ketchup bottle, Johnny?
No. I got a new invention that's going to drive the ketchup bottle makers out of business, old-timer. The days of pounding and shaking an old-fashioned, long-necked ketchup bottle to get either a thin drip or a thick flood are all over. I've invented the McGee Jet Ketchup Gun.
You're the man who invented the McGee Jet Ketchup Gun?
Yeah. Have you heard about it?
Nope.
Oh.
Let's get back to the subject, Johnny. What was in the letter?
I just told you. It was from the Ketchikan Ketchup Canning Kitchens. They want to buy my Jet Ketchup Gun for probably a few million dollars, more or less. Give or take a couple of bucks one way or the other.
Ah, you're pretty cute, Johnny. But it's your letter.
Don't believe me, eh? Well, I'll show him.
Now, don't get excited, dearie.
Who, me? Excited? Ha! I'm as clam as a clam, Molly.
The resemblance ends there, though.
I got no time to get excited over scoffers at the future of the greatest invention of the century. He'll laugh out of the other side of his head when I drive past the grocery store in a brand new hay. You know what I'm going to buy me?
Tell me, dream boy.
I'm going to get me a brand new convertible. One of them slinky, low-slung Jaguars. A purple one. No, I better get a red one. Yeah, real bright tomato ketchup red.
That reminds me, McGee.
Sort of like a trademark, see? That way I can charge the whole thing off to advertising. What'd you say, Molly?
Well, you've been talking about this jet ketchup gun for a week now, and I know you've been out to the garage from time to time to work on it or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been pretty patient ever since this letter came. Now, don't you think it's about time you showed me what it looks like?
Huh? Oh, my gosh, let me see that letter. Oh, the guy's coming day after tomorrow. Whoa, boy, I gotta get busy.
What's the matter? Isn't it finished, Jeff?
Well, not exactly. You see, as soon as I thought up the idea, I wrote to the Ketchikan Ketchup Canning Kitchens about it.
Yeah?
And I haven't done anything since.
What?
I gotta get busy right this minute and really invent that thing.
Heavenly day.
Fibber and Molly will be right back. Tomorrow evening, you'll enjoy the fun-filled shows on the NBC Radio Network because Thursday's another of the great radio nights on this station. There's the Roy Rogers Show with Roy, Dale Evans, Pat Brady, and the music of the Whippoorwills. Listen tomorrow for another exciting adventure from the Double R Bar Ranch in Paradise Valley when it's time for the Roy Rogers Show. Following Roy Rogers here, Father Knows Best with Robert Young in the title role. As Jim Anderson, Robert Young finds that being father to the family on Maple Street can have its compensations in laughs and enjoyment, even though he seldom gets an opportunity to prove that Father Knows Best. You and your entire family will enjoy this delightful program, so make a date to hear Robert Young as Father Knows Best tomorrow. And listen, too, for the zany antics on Truth or Consequences with Ralph Edwards. There's a laugh a minute as Ralph puts contestants through their unusual consequences for fun and prizes. Thursday's a great night for entertainment on the NBC Radio Network. Listen on this same station tomorrow.
Laid out and everything ready so I can start to work on my jet ketchup gun in the morning.
Good.
Wish I'd have kept a copy of that letter I wrote them Ketchikan ketchup canning guys, though.
Why?
Well, I know this thing's a great idea, and it's undoubtedly going to make us a fortune, but I can't remember how it was supposed to work.
Oh, fine.
But don't you worry your curly little head about it, Tootsie. I'll think it up in the morning. Good night.
Good night, all.
Richard Hudnut, makers of enriched cream shampoo and cream rinse, and Carter's Little Liver Pills have brought you the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer. This is John Wald inviting you to be with us again tomorrow night as Mr. McGee starts to work on his great jet ketchup gun. Tomorrow, hear the Roy Rogers Show on the NBC Radio Network.